nice to be back after almost 2 years and share a little bit about the work in Peru. So I will let you know a little bit what I'm going to do tonight. Basically, I'm going to show you a video, which is only 4 minutes, and then I'm going to spend 15 minutes talking about the work in Peru, what I've been doing there, what I'm doing in the UK, and I would like to do in the future, but in South America. Then I'm gonna give you a short meditation on the scripture for 10 minutes. And then I will lead you for a time of Q&A. So roughly it should be 30 minutes in total, plus 5 to 7 minutes Q&A. So we should finish in about 7. If everything works right, yeah. Which is not usual. Okay, just before putting the video there, do you know what was the percentage of Christians that lived in the West when William Carey went to India? What was the percentage of Christians that lived in the West when William Carey went to India? Who says 60% or more? You say 60% or more.
What year was William Carey?
William Carey, I think, was late 18th century. Okay, late 18th century, early 19th century. Who says more than 70%? Okay, who says more than 80% live in the West? Yeah, I think in the statistics it didn't say actually. Don't make it complicated. It's just an illustration, okay? Actually, the percentage that they say that 98% of Christians live in the West when William Carey went to India. 98%. Now, 21st century. What do you reckon is the percentage of Christians living in the West? And by Christians, I mean, probably this includes also Catholics, okay? Just Christians living in the West. Oh, that's quite low.
12.
Actually, it's what they say is 24% of Christians. Sorry, 22% of Christians live in the West. That means that 78, almost 80% of all the population of Christians live in non-Western countries. Now, what does that mean, actually? That if you take the average believer now, it will look probably like a 28-year-old Nigerian woman or like a 30-year-old Peruvian guy. And that's something that the Lord has been working over the last 100 years. Just the gospel reaching out literally like never before, nations, countries, and tongues that we never expected before. Do you know what are the two main countries, close countries, where the gospel has grown the most over the last 10 years? Iran and Cuba. Iran and Cuba. So the Lord is doing amazing things all over the world. And I would like to share with you tonight just a little bit what's happening there in South America and what has been happening over the last year and the huge need for actually training leaders on this generation. So I will show you a video about some things that have been involved in 2014. I'm part of 2015. It's just a 5-minute video.